Now, Kerry County Council plans to provide a pilot camper van facility somewhere in the county this year. A recent meeting of the Listowel Municipal District was told the location of that facility has not yet been decided upon or chosen. Now, the issue of a lack of camper van facilities in the county has been raised several times over the last few years by councillors from pretty much every part of the county. And the council has now confirmed it intends to deliver a pilot camper van facility in this county this year for this, obviously, this upcoming summer season. With me on the line to talk about this is Fine Gael councillor Aoife Kennelly, who raised the issue at the Listowel MD meeting. Aoife, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you today?
Very good, very good. Listen, first of all, you obviously want this to go to Ballybunion, no surprise there. But you raised it in terms of what's needed, in terms of a facility really that we haven't got in the county despite our popularity for campervan users every year.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, it's a straightforward idea. It's just to provide a space and a designated area and a well-managed place for campervans and motorhomes and the likes to pull in overnight and stay overnight rather than, you know, having them parked at different areas around the county. They're parking up at the beaches at the minute and other scenic areas around the place. So what we need is a well-managed area for them to pull in. And look, Ballybunion is the ideal place. It's a major tourist destination already. It's located along the Wild Atlantic Way. And really what I'd be aiming for here is try and get that this massive tourism sector that's really kicking off now in all parts of Europe and Ireland coming into North Kerry, either if that's by road or by ferry into Tarbert, into Ballylongford, onto Ballybunion, and really promoting North Kerry as a tourist destination as well.
Will it be an issue that if it was located there, it would also help with, I suppose, by the fact that we don't have dedicated sites publicly provided with the illegal parking that we see and the issues we see around campervans having to park in places where it's not ideal?
Yeah, look, absolutely. It's a problem in Ballybunion and across the county every year, every tourist season in particular. These designated campervan sites would have basic facilities for campervans. So water points that they can connect to and most importantly, waste disposal measures as well. And look, at the minute, they are unfortunately parking illegally along the coast and it does cause problems environmentally and it causes problems with the guards and enforcement as well. You know, it's very, very difficult to enforce something when we don't have another option for them, you know. So if there's no official place for campervans to stay, the guards can't move them on and redirect visitors. So, you know, having a designated facility for them would sort out, you know, a number of issues.
Okay. When that comes to mind, what would you say to other councillors to say, no, sorry, I want it in Derrynane or I want it in Banna or I want it elsewhere, in the Maharees perhaps?
Well, absolutely. Look, Kerry in general is the ideal location for these campervans and the faster we see this pilot scheme rolled out, the more hopefully that we see throughout the county. But I suppose from my point of view, Ballybunion is the ideal location. When you look at, we've got blue flag beaches, cliff walks, we've got the golf course, and then it's backed up with the tourism industry and infrastructure that's already there. So we've got, you know, cafes, bars, restaurants in the town, you've got the Tintawn Theatre, the indoor swimming pool. You know, Ballybunion has so much to offer for these tourists coming in. We just don't have the proper infrastructure for them to stay overnight. Okay. And then you have also, Jerry, the likes of, you know, this summer, Ballybunion is holding a festival, a 3-day music festival in July called Horizon Festival. You know, so something like this where campervans have an opportunity to come to the town and stay overnight in a controlled manner as well is hugely important. We also have the beach facility, the Ballybunion Beach Facility, which is coming into construction in September, hopefully to be opened up and ready to go for the summer season in 2027. So look, we are working and investing massively in Ballybunion at the minute. So it's the ideal location for it.
Yeah, indeed. And that is part of it. And we'll see what happens. Any idea when a decision might be made by the council as to where they will locate this pilot campervan area?
I'm not sure yet. Well, I haven't been given a date or a time or whatever, but they are, you know, they're working on a tourism strategy for the whole county that includes these campervans and motorhomes. But that's a broader strategy. So I'm hoping they'll narrow down on the location of this specific pilot very shortly.
Okay, all right. Aoife, listen, finally, and on a separate matter, I understand congratulations are in order.
They are, Jerry. Thanks very much. Yeah, I did announce last night, all right, that we are due expecting a baby in July. So, yeah, an exciting few months ahead.
It certainly will. It certainly will. Well, listen, congratulations to you and to Adam. And thanks a million for taking time to talk to us on that in the programme.
Thanks a million, Jerry. Really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Very good. There you go. There's Aoife Kennelly, Councillor Aoife Kennelly there, speaking about what she feels the need for to complement what's happening in Ballybunion anyway, the pilot camper van project to be located there. And look, if the pilot's there and if it's successful, I'd imagine it will be rolled out in other popular beach spots right across the county where feasible, where allowable. News coming, I'd imagine, relatively soon, given they're going to get up and running for this year as to where it will be located.